the Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast.
Hey there, this is Steve Myers, Sweet Potato Extension Specialist with the MSU Extension Service. This podcast is being recorded on Tuesday, June 25th, 2019, from my office at the Pontotoc Ridge Flatwoods Branch Experiment Station, or what I like to call the epicenter of sweet potato research and outreach in Mississippi. Many of you know that a lot of things are changing here at the Pontotoc Experiment Station, especially this summer, including with some key personnel. So I've invited Mr. Jeff Main to today's episode. Jeff has served as a research associate at Pontotoc and served the sweet potato industry for going on 3 decades, and today is his last day in the office as an MSU research associate. Jeff, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Steve.
So Jeff, just give us an idea of how long you've been working for MSU and what kind of work you've done since you've been here.
Okay. Well, I started a little over 26 years ago working. I was originally brought on as the assistant to the sweet potato breeder, Dr. Thompson. I also worked with Dr. Mata with the fruit tree program here at the station. Since then, I've worked with weed control, precision sweet potato agriculture, foundation seed, and most recently foundation virus tested seed, working with the greenhouse plants.
And I know this next question is a little bit of a loaded question, but you know, working at this station for, you know, a quarter of a century, and a lot of that's been done in sweet potato, and you mentioned you worked in other crops as well, but from a professional standpoint, you know, in your career, what are you most proud of in your time here at the Pontotoc Experiment Station or working for MSU?
I think the biggest thing has been the transition from foundation seed looking for mutations to the virus-tested seed program. I think we've gone from at our max supplying 15 acres worth of foundation seed to currently, with the aid of our professional partner grower, we're producing over 100 acres of foundation seed for the state. That, along with the work with sulfur fertility and its potential link with the tip rot disorder.
Well, that's all good. Yeah, and certainly we've seen the, even in my short time here, we've seen the sweet potato foundation seed program expand and see more demand for it too. And a lot of that is a result of the work that you've done since you've been here. Give the listeners of the podcast a sense of what you'll be doing after today.
Okay. My wife, Sonia, and I have purchased some land in Pontotoc. We'll be doing our own greenhouse work, high tunnel work. I'll also be doing greenhouse consulting for sweet potato producers that wish to put in their own foundation type program.
Well, good. Anything else you'd like to add for the folks listening?
Make sure you support our sweet potato folks here in Mississippi and eat those delicious sweet potatoes.
Eat your sweet potatoes, people. That's always a good message. So we'll go ahead and wrap up this episode here. Folks, if you don't know already, Jeff is one of the hardest working people that you'll ever meet, and one of the hardest working folks that I've ever had the good fortune to work with. And it's because of Jeff and other hardworking professional and support staff here at MSU and across the country that faculty like myself are able to be productive. I don't know what it comes to in dollars and cents, but there's no doubt, Jeff, that you've had an impact, a tremendous impact on agriculture in the state of Mississippi and the sweet potato industry throughout the U.S. It's been a pleasure to work with you over the last 6.5 years, and I'm sure the listeners of this podcast would join me in saying thank you for everything you've done, and we wish you the very best in your future endeavors. That's going to wrap this episode. Until next time, folks, stay safe out there.
The Mississippi Crop Situation Podcast is produced by the Mississippi State University Extension Service.